The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. The words of Scripture on which we base our Reformation observance this day is Psalm 118, verse 17. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. That is our text. Dear brethren, this year, October the 31st, Reformation Day for 1983, is certainly somewhat overclouded by November the 10th, 1983, when the 500th year of Luther's birth will be celebrated with considerable fanfare all over the world. There has been so much attention paid to Luther already during this Jubilee year that it is rather difficult to come up with something altogether new for this regular Reformation celebration. However that may be, Luther was very fond of Psalm 118. He called it my beautiful psalm, my beloved psalm, and beautiful confitamini. Confitamini being the first word in the Latin translation of this psalm and meaning praise ye. Luther also wrote a very fine commentary on this psalm while his companions were at the Diet of Augsburg in 1513. And while he was at Castle Coburg. The words of our text were a kind of personal motto for Luther. He wrote them up on the wall of his room at Castle Coburg. He found these words of Psalm 118 especially comforting in a series of distressing sicknesses which he had at Castle Coburg, and he wrote them up in chalk on the wall of his room there. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. In discussing this verse in his commentary, Luther observed that the devil belabors and assails us with fears about death, especially in times of serious sickness. This, in fact, had been his experience at Castle Coburg. Luther remarks, "The devil easily creates hell and damnation for you because you take one drink too many or sleep too long, and soon you have become sick with scruples of conscience and despondency and almost die of grief. This is the devil's trade," says Luther. "He has been at it for more than 5,000 years and he is a past master at it." But using the words of this psalm, Luther declares in defiance of the devil, "I shall not die but live." He is thinking in particular of the words of Jesus recorded in John's Gospel, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." After death, there is the glorious life with Christ in heaven. But Luther was also quite sure that his cause, the proclamation of the saving gospel of Christ, would not end with his death. In the words of the psalmist, he would continue to proclaim the works of the Lord even after his death. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. And in support of this application of our text, Luther in his comments quotes the epistle to the Hebrews on the blessed Abel, who being dead was still speaking, and he also refers to the example of John Huss, the Bohemian martyr, who was burnt at the stake by orders of the Council of Constance in 1415, but whose influence and teaching were far more significant after his death than before it. Now, the year 1983 has been a year of unparalleled Luther celebrations all over the world, and his work has certainly been more widely and intensely acclaimed than ever before. Quite early this year, a writer in a German monthly paper declared, "Luther is being celebrated absolutely everywhere and in every nook and cranny." In the city of Nuremberg, for July and August this year, I counted more than 100 public Luther celebrations for those 2 months in that city alone. It was much the same in other cities like Worms and Augsburg, and also at Erfurt and other Luther cities and towns in East Germany. Luther celebrations were being advertised even in Roman Catholic churches and cathedrals. German radio and television have also been close to saturation point with programs on Luther, and the bookshops are full, are bulging with all sorts of new books on Luther. We have had our special Luther celebrations here at our seminary, and there have been hundreds of similar celebrations in other parts of the United States of America and elsewhere. All these celebrations have been merely a prelude for the more important celebrations on November the 10th, 1983, and on the following days, when Luther's 500th birthday will be recalled and honored in one of the greatest birthday celebrations that this world has ever known. Now, the events of 1983 would probably far exceed Luther's fondest hopes. When Luther's friends, on his return from the Wartburg in 1522, were beginning to magnify his role and his responsibility in the establishment of the Reformation, Luther was not slow to correct them, declaring, "I simply taught, preached, and wrote the Word of God, otherwise I did nothing. And while I slept, like the man in the parable, or drank Wittenberg beer with my friends Philip and Amstorff, the word so greatly weakened the papacy that no prince or emperor ever inflicted such losses upon it. I did nothing. The word did everything. I let the word do its work. It is almighty and takes captive the hearts." Now, confronted with the many problems, difficulties, and crises of the church today, I think that Martin Luther's reaction would be something like this: "Let God be God. Sound forth his saving word with all confidence and assurance. It is almighty and takes captive the hearts." Or, as he sang in his most famous hymn, "The word shall stand despite all foes." In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.